Did you know the benefits of nature's most powerful superfood are universal and always available no matter what your age? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a nutritional supplement I recommend and use that's clinically proven to maintain optimal immune function, eliminate harmful pathogens and fight infection, and cleanse and prevent the absorption of toxins. It's Colostrum LD from Sovereign Laboratories. Adding Colostrum LD daily to your diet provides the essential nutrition needed to maintain optimal health. With Sovereign's proprietary enhanced delivery system, Colostrum LD is the most effective colostrum available. Colostrum LD has wide-ranging health benefits at every stage of life. To order, just go to SovereignLaboratories.com. That's SovereignLaboratories.com. If you're a first-time customer, you can get a full 5-day supply for free. Just go to SovereignLaboratories.com for Colostrum LD. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We're talking all things coffee with Dr. Stephen Helfschein. And Stephen, you know, I have here data just yesterday, something that really substantiates what we've been talking about. The headline on this story, coffee scientists find an optimal number of cups for a healthy heart. And the tagline in the story is, we've disproved what doctors have told your grandma. And I'll read a little bit from this. Despite the fact that having too many morning cold brews make you feel like your heart will explode, a study from PLOS Biology, a pretty highfalutin medical journal, released just this Thursday, shows that there's an optimum amount of coffee you can drink to maintain a healthy heart. The co-authors, Drs. Joachim Altschmid and Judith Hendler, say, quote, we've disproved what doctors have told your grandma. Don't drink coffee if you have a heart problem. They say that the optimal amount of coffee for heart health, incredibly, is 4 cups per day. They say that 4 cups or more of coffee lowers the risk for heart attack, stroke, and diabetes. So according to this, they say caffeine can push a protein called P27 into the mitochondria. Gets a little technical here, the energy powerhouses of heart cells. This in turn can help those heart cells function more efficiently, et cetera, et cetera. They did animal studies, and they found that the, I guess, rat equivalent of 4 cups of coffee per day was protective against heart attacks in aged rats. So that's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. It's only one of the latest studies, though. And the group of scientists I'll work with at times took 36 studies, and they did an analysis, which they published in the Journal of Circulation. And this was 1 million subjects. And they found that drinking 4 to 5 cups per day decrease the development of all types of heart disease, not just one type of heart disease, but all types of heart disease. They know that with heart disease, you have blood sugar problems. Well, it improves blood sugar control. So every diabetic or pre-diabetic out there should be on it. They know that it decreases the risk of death if you have a heart attack. So they always tell you to carry a baby aspirin. Well, if you're a regular coffee drinker, it reduces the risk that you're going to die if you do have a heart attack. It fights cancer in many, many ways. And it fights oral cancer, too. So people think that they don't like the stain that coffee causes on the teeth, but coffee promotes oral health. And the reason I bring this up is because if you have gum disease, your increase for heart disease is skyrocketed.
So it has a protective effect against mouth oral bacteria that promote gum disease and cavities.
Yeah, it has the ability to slow down the progression of periodontal disease or gum disease, and it actually can reverse it. And we have a group now that we have doing a study, because I love studies, of dipping their toothbrush in coffee and brushing into making sure it gets into the gum line.
Okay. Well, that's your next product. You know, after Purity Coffee takes off, you can make coffee-flavored toothpaste.
There you have it.
It's like wake up and brush the coffee. That's, you know, another way to get into your system.
Absolutely.
The question I have is, I see a lot about organic coffee. Is it really necessary to get organic coffee? Because is coffee ordinarily sprayed with chemicals or grown in soils that are enriched with things that you wouldn't want to find in your coffee?
So the answer is absolutely. You do not want to use non-organic coffee, because not only does growing coffee organically help the biology and the mechanical ecological balance of coffee growing, once you start throwing a lot of chemicals at coffee, it lasts and lasts and lasts with every growing season, and it actually becomes more concentrated and gets worse. So coffee is one of those things that, look at a bean. It's got this green color. It's firm. And think about what's going on with rice in this country. And that's my best understanding of what's going on with coffee, because we don't know as much about growing coffee as we do rice. But you know, as a doctor, that rice now has a chemical in it. Arsenic.
Yep.
Yeah. So the problem is that because we've been growing rice non-organically, all rice now starts picking up arsenic, which is used in different bug sprays and stuff. And we don't want to have coffee as being not organic, because it will definitely affect the chemicals that are healthy in coffee, and it will definitely affect the antioxidant value of coffee.
Right. So, you know, I've tried, I've test-driven your Purity Coffee. And, you know, first I was skeptical. I thought, you know, look, I know it's going to be good for me, and, you know, it's got all these antioxidants, but, you know, is it going to taste good? And I was even willing to kind of take a hit on the taste, because if it's so good for me, I was, I might prefer another brand, but this is so healthy that it was going to supersede the taste considerations. But it really tasted good. And I drink decaf, and it's hard to make a good decaf because of, you know, the extraction process changes the flavor. But, you know, I was concerned with the extraction process. You know, can you talk to us about, since I guzzle decaf, I'm always concerned that they use harsh chemicals to decaffeinate the coffee. So what's the story with that?
Well, we, Purity does not have a decaf coffee. It only has a caffeinated coffee. And the roasting process is done meticulously. What we've been able to do is take Purity Coffee and take, I think it's like 47 other brands, everything from Maxwell House all the way up to Starbucks and to Bulletproof and all the ones that people drink, sent it into three labs, got the lab data back, and Purity Coffee had no mold. Every other one had mold. Purity Coffee had 40% more antioxidant value than the next one in the list. And Purity had more of the cancer fighting chemicals, the chlorogenic acid and the quinic acid.
Let's pause on that subject, because chlorogenic acid is big these days. It's actually included in many diet supplements, I've noticed. So is there any evidence that it has an effect similar to that of EGCG to promote weight loss? It's like green coffee bean extract, sometimes referred to, right?
It is. And when we were talking before about L-theanine, we also recommend EGCG. Big recommendation, because It's a great antioxidant. It's an anti-inflammatory. So I hear a lot of people saying, you know, curcumin or turmeric. Well, EGCG is much higher as an anti-inflammatory properties than they are. And it has antibacterial properties. So that leads, if you take it, that leads to healthy insulin function, and it helps you fight diabetes, and it helps with heart disease. So it's a chemical we want to make sure is in good quality in coffee. And a lot of the other coffees don't have it, or they have very low amounts of it.
So it really is a combination of factors. It's the caffeine, it's the beneficial polyphenols, so probably many different compounds. There's also the chlorogenic acid, and that makes for a brew that's got some really therapeutic effects. Now let's talk a little bit about liver disease, because recently I wrote a whole set of articles about gallbladder disease. And according to the articles, coffee is very protective against gallbladder disease, which is a big problem in this country. But also, it's helpful against fatty liver, which is a huge problem in America. It's 20-30% or more of Americans have fatty liver, and that can lead to cirrhosis, liver failure, and the need for liver transplantation.
Everything you said is correct. One of our scientists, our doctors on our advisory board, is Deepak Chopra's brother.
Okay.
Sanjit Chopra.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And he's at Harvard. He's a brilliant, like his brother is. And he's a liver expert. And he has written studies and manuscripts and research on liver cancer. So he's much smarter about the liver than I'll ever be, but I can tell you one thing. Scientists report a 41% reduction in liver cancer if you drink one to three coffee a day. I mean, that says it all to me, right?
Well, it kind of gives credence to, and I know that this is not what you're selling the coffee for, but you know that old fashioned thing, the coffee enema, you know, that naturopathic physicians used to embrace as a liver flush, as a liver detoxifier. I mean, that way you get the coffee right to where where it's supposed to do its job. But there's probably something on the package that says for oral use only. I'm just kidding.
No, you know, I went through naturopathy as part of my degree processes. And we used to recommend it, and we used to recommend coffee enemas in the old days. People used to yell at me and laugh at me and criticize me, but, you know, there are a group of MDs that treat cancer and recognize that the liver is the major organ in the body responsible for breaking down food, nutrients, and drugs, regulates blood sugar, regulates fat, and detoxifies the blood. And any damage to the liver is a big deal, and if you get fatty liver, you have to treat it. And they found that working with the liver and gallbladder through a coffee enema really helps. You don't want to put too much sugar in it. You don't want it too sweet.
Right. So that is a good question, because I have heard that when it comes to tea, you know, there are all these beneficial compounds in tea, but, you know, the Brits who put a lot of milk in their tea, they vitiate or neutralize some of the benefits of all these good compounds in tea when they drink their tea. They drink their tilk, you know, tea with milk.
Right.
And should coffee be had black? Is that preferable from the standpoint of the nutrients?
Right. So that brings up a whole can of worms, because, you know, people that listen to your podcast, there's going to be a group of them that believe that the only people that should drink milk are babies, that calves drink milk, not cows. There are other people that say the whole world is lactose intolerant.
Or even alternatives like coconut milk or almond milk or rice milk or, you know, any macadamia milk, all those different iterations of faux milk out there.
Right. So the idea is that you want to keep it so that you enjoy your coffee, but you don't want to turn it into a 500-calorie, heavy fat, of the wrong types of fat. So there are people that push that you should be using
the bulletproof some
butter.
Coffee, that whole thing.
Yeah, bulletproof. Right. And, you know, we've really never seen the research that they quote as being credible. But I'm not saying it's not. I just haven't put my my idea into whether or not people should be adding grass-fed butter to their coffee. But I think if you want to use a little bit of sweetener and want to use a little bit of milk, you should do it.
Okay.
If it's going to help you drink your 3 to 5 cups a day.
No. So we alluded last time in the last segment, part one, about the brain benefits of coffee, both from the polyphenol end and the caffeine end. But we're talking about psychological benefits, you know, mood effects, anti-suicidal tendency effects. But what about neuroprotective effects? I don't think we got into that. Is there some evidence that these compounds protect the neurons or can reduce the risk of dementia and Alzheimer's disease?
So that's a real, and I'm glad we did come back to that because that's really an amazing question. I'm going to give you two words that your listeners may not know, plaques and tangles.
Yeah.
So what most people don't understand
is
that
They think that's about hair. I got those tangles. But
that's
it's worse because when it's under your skull bone, those tangles, they're just not... They're worse than a bad hair day.
Correct. And we've really only found right now two things that we feel really helps plaques and tangles. And one of them is a really high-quality coffee, like a purity coffee. You want to know what the other one is?
Yeah, exercise, I would say.
No, it's a... proprietary blend of patented cat's claw.
Oh, okay. Well, I'd love to hear about that.
So cat's claw is an herb, and there is a supplement that we have anybody over the age of 20 take with their coffee, because this cat's claw compound, there are 50 patents on it. This cat's claw compound with coffee reduces plaques and tangles. We haven't found anything else that does.
Wow, that's impressive. And where can people source that product?
It's called Percepta, P-E-R-C-E-P-T-A. And anybody that ever writes me at Doc at Level 1 Diagnostics, I always respond and give them sources. And, of course, they can always reach out to you. You're the guru when it comes to this natural stuff. So
okay. I'll make sure that we have that as a resource. And finally, how do you test this? How did you test your coffee? I mean, is there like a, you mentioned that it is high in antioxidants, but is it based on some test tube analysis for a spectrum of compounds known to be antioxidants? Or I'm just curious technically how that's ascertained. And how does it stack up compared to, I mean, did you also compare your coffee to, say, you know, certain commercial brands of coffee? And, you know, it's 3 times more potent or 50% more potent. How does that work?
Yeah, so it was sourced against about, I think it was 47 different coffees, everything from Maxwell House, Sanka, all the way up to Bulletproof and Starbucks. They were sent to, I think it was 3 separate independent laboratories for analysis of chlorogenic acid, quinic acid, cafestol, caffeine content, riboflavin, what else was there? The fiber, antioxidant values, and mold. And purity beat everybody hands down, not even close, especially because it has no mold.
And what's the problem? What's the problem with mold? I mean, well, a little mold, you know, won't hurt you, or will it?
You know, the problem with mold is that it really does make people sick And some people are so sensitive to mold.
That's for sure.
That they can't take it at any level.
Mm-hmm. And I think mold can generate certain mycotoxins as well that may not be destroyed in the roasting and in the brewing. And then you're drinking mycotoxins. That's not good. That's like the mold in peanut butter, the aflatoxins that are so deadly.
Right. And so the other brands, they know that if they are not growing it organically and harvesting it at the right time, that there will be mold on their beans. Mm-hmm. And their way of getting rid of the mold is they spray it, but they also roast it at high temperatures.
Oh, okay. Oh,
and
right.
If they do that, that increases acrylamide, which is, or the PACs, PAHs, I mean.
Right.
So they get rid of the mold, but then they create all the things that California is screaming, you know, causes cancer. So.
Well, it sounds like you've really done a deep dive on this subject. I noticed that the coffee is only available in two forms. Just for convenience, I prefer ground coffee, but you're a purist. You offer the coffee only as whole beans. Why is that?
Because the whole beans are nitrogen packed, and the minute you start to grind coffee, it decays.
Mm-hmm.
You had mentioned something earlier about finding about coffee and mitochondria.
Yeah.
Mitochondria are the little batteries in our body that keep all the cells of our body going. And you know, with these rechargeable batteries like in your cell phone, you keep using it and using it, and eventually it doesn't hold the charge anymore.
Exactly.
Well, what
Apple
we want to do is
sell you a new
sure
battery for about, you know, $70 or something.
Exactly. What we want to do is make sure that the coffee is supporting a decrease in mitochondrial decay.
Mm-hmm.
And it will do that if you grow it, roast it, and grind it at the right time. If you grind it and let it sit for long periods of time, it oxidizes, just like everything oxidizes, which means it starts to lose its antioxidants. So Purity is only sold as whole bean, and it's only sold as K-cups.
Right. So with the K-cups, don't you have to grind the coffee in the K-cups?
You do. So it's really interesting. Everybody kept saying we need K-cups, we need K-cups. And the Purity team really dug deep to figure out how to make a K-cup. They make it. It's the only one that I know of that's biodegradable. So it's not made out of plastic.
Good.
And it's nitrogen packed.
Oh, okay.
And the leak time from when you order it, when you get it, when you consume it, it's not sitting on shelves.
Right. Yeah.
So
and it's single use too, because once you, I guess the idea being is once you open up a can or a package of ground coffee, it's exposed to the air, and you know, it may last you a week or two, and during that time, the aroma comes out, and the aroma is those molecules are flying out into the kitchen, and I guess that's how you lose the potency of the product.
That's absolutely right. And so they've gone to great lengths to make a K-cup that actually still tastes delicious. I mean, you were right when you said it tastes wonderful, because it does.
Yeah,
it's the best tasting coffee I've ever tasted.
You might get me back on a little bit of caffeine. You know, because I didn't really feel that bump, you know, from the sample that I took. I guess I'm more resilient to the effects of caffeine than I thought I was. Okay, so what's the deal with getting a hold of this stuff? I'm looking at the website, puritycoffee.com.
Puritycoffee.com, or you can go on to level1therapeutics.com. And just click the button on Purity Coffee, order it, and we'd want to hear from anybody who buys it how great it is.
Absolutely. Well, I can vouch for that. It certainly is, and it is ate now officially, and this is the scientific consensus, it's a functional food. You know, it's amazing, Stephen. You know, your career has spanned many decades, as has mine, but things that have made comebacks, egg yolks, chocolate. We've actually seen a reversal with alcohol because, well, at first alcohol was bad for you, then it was good for you, and now people are saying, hey, maybe it's not so good for you. Pot. Oh, now we're seeing like, yeah, pot's, you know, bad for you. Oh, now it's health benefits of marijuana-derived products. So we've seen quite a few. Oh, and how about saturated fat, butter, and meat? You know, once demonized, making a comeback. Well, nutrition's an amazing field. It's a dynamic field that's always evolving, and coffee and tea products are part of the story.
That's correct. So I would like to end with one thing, and we can end with your other questions if you have them, but I'd like to make sure I get this out. If you buy a good quality coffee like Purity and you get it in a whole bean and you grind it so that it's fresh every morning, you want to make sure of using a good quality water.
Okay.
So if you're using crap water to make your coffee, then, you know, it's the linchpin effect. It's the smallest diameter. It's the weakest link. And you don't want to use bad water. You want to use a good quality water.
Well, great. Stephen, I think that says it all. We pretty much covered the ground that we wanted to cover. People can get more information, once again, at the website, which is puritycoffee.com, also level1diagnostics.com, correct?
Or level1therapeutics, and the one is not O-N-E, it's the number.
Got it. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for joining us. We'll have you back soon. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
What a privilege.
My pleasure. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As I continue to look for more ways to fulfill my pledge to provide the information you need to make informed choices about your health and wellness, I've developed a simple way for you to access curated supplement protocols previously available only to patients in my private practice. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. There you'll find easy-to-follow links to not only the best individual products, but also to my brand new Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols that combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals, whether it be heart health, immune support, and much more. It's the easiest way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need in order to follow the Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle, and for a limited time, you'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.